Our second lesson is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. And he said, "To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we compare it? The kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is smaller than all the seeds in the earth. And when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and makes great branches so that the birds of heaven may nest under the shadow of it." Final lesson is from Heaven and Hell, portion of number 112. How the conjunction of heaven with the world is affected by means of correspondences will also be told in a few words. The Lord's kingdom is a kingdom of ends, which are uses, or what is the same thing, a kingdom of uses, which are ends. On this account, the universe has been so created and formed by the divine that uses may be everywhere clothed in such a way as to be presented in act or in effect, first in heaven and afterwards in the world, thus by degrees and successively down to the ultimates of nature. Hence it is evident that the correspondence of natural things with spiritual things, or the world with heaven, is through uses, and that uses conjoin. And the form in which uses are clothed are correspondences and means of conjunction, just to the extent that they are forms of uses. In nature, in its threefold kingdom, all things that come into existence in accordance with order are forms of uses, or effects formed from use for use. And this is why the things in nature are correspondences. With man, however, so far as he lives in accordance with divine order, thus, so far as he is in love to the Lord and in charity toward the neighbor, to that extent, his actions are uses in form and are correspondences by means of which he is conjoined with heaven. To love the Lord and the neighbor means, in general, to perform uses. Further, it ought to be known that man is the means by which the natural world is conjoined with the spiritual world. That is, man is the medium of conjunction. For in him there is a natural world and also a spiritual world. Therefore, to the extent that man is spiritual, so far he is the medium of conjunction. But to the extent that a man is natural and not spiritual, he is not a medium of conjunction. Nevertheless, apart from the mediation of man, divine influx into the world, and also into all the things of the world pertaining to man, goes on, but not into man's rational faculty. And finally, portion of number 57. So far as a man is in good, the world with him is subordinated to heaven and serves heaven, and that then the Lord is present with him in both worlds, just as if he were in his own heaven. For the Lord is his divine order in both worlds, since God is order. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.